Mind and the Deep Nature of Mind. In a scripture on perfect wisdom, Buddha makes the following profound statement. In the mind is not to be found. The nature of the mind is clear light. To understand the levels of meaning in this statement, you have to first identify what the mind is. Then you need to analyze its deeper meaning. And finally, investigate how good and bad effects come about. Let us examine the various parts of the statement. The phrase, in the mind, is concerned with what mind is, its luminous and knowing nature. When we discussed concentrated meditation, we talked about the luminous and knowing nature of the mind and how, although it exists throughout every moment of mind, it is necessary to set aside previous thoughts and not begin new ones in order to identify it. When Buddha says, the mind is not to be found, this indicates that luminosity and knowing are not the mind's deepest and final nature. Rather, the ultimate nature of the mind is clear light, which here means its emptiness of inherent existence. You might think that Buddha is saying that the mind does not exist, but this is not the case. I, as the explainer, am explaining this statement through the workings of my own mind, and you, the listener, are hearing by the workings of your mind. We are always using the mind, and it is always right with us, but we do not know it well. Thus, even though it is difficult to identify the mind, it exists and is being analyzed as to whether it is its own deep nature. It is clear that the mind exists, but since it is not established as its own final nature and its own basic disposition, what is its mode of being? Its deep nature is a mere emptiness of its own inherent existence. This means that the faulty defilements that pollute the mind, such as ignorance, lust, and hatred, are temporary, on the surface, and therefore separable from the mind. Once these defilements are understood to be superficial and not in the mind's basic nature, we see that the deep nature of the mind is clear light, the emptiness of inherent existence. Buddhist commentators explain in different ways the famous statement, defilements are superficial, the nature of the mind is clear light. Still, this is not a matter of Buddha's saying something so vague that it could be interpreted in any way one wishes. Rather, it has many different explicit and implicit meanings. In highest yoga tantra, there are many ways of drawing meaning out of an abstruse statement. One can explain its literal meaning, its general meaning, its hidden meaning, and its final meaning.